Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Backyard Labrish. I am your guest host this evening. My name is Beth, and I'm sitting in for your regular hostess, Margaret, who is away this evening. I am looking so much forward to our discussion. It's all about Christmas, and not just Christmas, but Christmas in Jamaica. I'm looking forward to hearing all your memories of how we celebrate Christmas in Jamaica, and to share some of mine with you, although I do not have very many. So remember, Labrish is an exchange. We go back and forth, so I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Let me just remind you, those of you who are our regular listeners, you already know the number, but for our new listeners, the number to reach me here is 718-766-4558, and I certainly look forward to hearing from you. Interestingly enough, for those of us who remember and have been paying attention to our history, we lost our great folklorist, Louise Bennett, a few years ago, and I was trying to locate a poem of hers about Christmas. I was not able to find it, but if anyone knows it, and has it at hand, and would love to share that with us, I'm sure we'd love to hear it. It begins something like, "Lord, a Christmas Eve already, but come on quick, my son," and you can take it from there. So let me say, if you are interested in sharing your information right now, please press 1, and I'll be happy to speak to you. Otherwise, I will relate some of the information I have found on the internet from Jamaicans who are in the diaspora, around the world actually, some of their recollections, and when we start to talk to each other, you can see whether or not that tracks your memory as well, memories. I have not celebrated Christmas in Jamaica as an adult. I have always considered Christmas to be somewhat of a children's holiday. And I remember the best place for me, maybe because that's where I celebrated it. I'm from Manchester. To me, the hills of Manchester, the feeling of winter, I mean, just cool temperatures, moonlight nights, that is my recollection so far of Christmas. Not to mention, of course, getting your home ready. So if you're ready to share your memories, I certainly would love to hear from you. Please, if you are already on the switchboard, just dial 1 or press 1 on your keyboard and let me know that you'd like to speak to me. Otherwise, you're just going to be listening to my voice all evening, and that's not elaborate. Remember, we come here to share, to enlighten, and certainly to celebrate. And today, we are celebrating our memories of Christmas, and it's quite appropriate. We're 10 days away, and we think it's quite appropriate to be talking about Christmas and to be reminiscing about Christmas in Jamaica. So let me hear from you. Let me share something while we're waiting that I found today. It's entitled "Remembering Christmas in Jamaica, A Long, Long Time Ago." And the author is Mr. Graham, and he didn't say how far back his memory, how far back his recollection goes, but he certainly referenced certain things that I didn't recall. So it's the author is George Graham. And so here's what he says, remembering Christmas in Jamaica, some of what he says. When I was a boy, a long, long time ago, the Christmas season started about the middle of December and lasted until after New Year's Day. It was a time for celebration, to look up old friends and make new ones, to eat, drink, and be merry. Do Jamaicans still go from house to house, tasting one another's plum pudding and toasting the season with a glass of sorrel or wine? Perhaps one of you, my listeners, can answer this question. We believed, he continues, it brought us luck. On Christmas Day in America, I still look expectantly up the road, but no one ever comes. So, do you visit your friends, as is the tradition in Jamaica? Perhaps you want to tell us about that. Do you still make sorrel, even though you're away from home? Ginger beer, even. Please share that with us. The number to reach us is 718-766-4558. This is Backyard Labrish. I am Beth Powell Jackson, your hostess for the evening, sitting in, actually, for Margaret, who is unavoidably away. And I'd love to hear from you. So, for those of you who have called in and would like to tell me your memories, and help me to reminisce about Christmas in Jamaica, just raise your hand. Let me know that you want to speak to us, okay? And you do that by pressing 1 on your keypad. So continuing with Mr. Graham's article, he goes on to say that the hustle and bustle was intoxicating, and that is in Kingston, of course. The stores jam-packed, the tram cars, which tells you how long ago he is recollecting. The tram cars rattled along metal rails powered by poles attached to overhead wires, sometimes setting off showers of sparks. Cart drivers yelled at their mules as they transported cargoes of coconuts. Water coconuts, buy your water coconuts. Across parade, past the park with a big root-draped banyan tree. And the headlights, now he goes on to say, in the heat of the day, so let me finish this, in the heat of the day we would take a break from shopping and drop into Kincaid's soda fountain for a dusty sundae or a malted milkshake. Sometimes at night after a busy day downtown, we children would walk from Aunt Aggie's to Halfway Tree for Royal Cremo ice cream. And I would sit on her front step, eating it oh so slowly with a little wooden spoon that had a pleasant aftertaste of its own. And the headlights would go to and fro along Constant Spring Road. Does this bring back any memories for you? Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking Christmas, and we're not just Christmas, we are talking Jamaican Christmas. How we celebrated Christmas in Jamaica a long time ago. Are we continuing the traditions that we were brought up with as children? Are we passing those traditions on to our children? I'd love to hear from you. Please call me. The number is 718-766-4558. And for those of you who have joined me online, I welcome you. I am Beth. I'm sitting in for Margaret this evening, who is away. And we are talking about Christmas, or memories of Christmas in Jamaica. So let me hear from you, please. We're elaborating, but we're sharing. Okay, caller. Caller
hi,
at 718-379. Good evening. Please tell me who you are.
Hi, Beth. This is Leigh from the Bronx.
Oh, hello, Leigh. Welcome to Backyard.
And
now.
Yes, I my voice is pretty lousy tonight, so bear with me.
Oh, not at all. We're happy to hear from you. So, you're from Brooklyn. You're calling in from Brooklyn. Is it cold tonight?
Well, it's very cold. It's in the teens and high winds.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And, you know, probably if it were closer to Christmas, it would be appropriate weather, but I could do without this kind of weather. But
I'm sure. Appropriate weather for here.
Yes. Your earlier comments from the comments of George Graham
right.
I often wondered from a man's perspective what comments about Christmas would be. And
right.
There they are. You know, usually we talk about how our mothers, what they did and the preparations they made and so forth and so on, which was pretty universal. And
right.
So I just today I was wondering, what did the man do? And
well, now you're finding out.
Here comes Brother George. But
except
I
that
can
he's telling us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Les.
So I can remember what we did. Of course, we were waiting on the beverages that the women prepared. We were waiting on the food that they prepared. But in the meantime, we used to go from house to house for a little more imbibing, and on the way we might stop and play dominoes. And these kinds of events could last all day and well into the night.
Right.
So if the preparers weren't prepared, we could literally run out of food.
Or you could move on to the next house and double back around.
Yes, this is true. But I warn you, if the domino game got so intense, you know, it would not be easy to jump up and leave.
I see. Okay.
And
so
at times,
that's interesting.
And at times it was so intense that you really forgot to eat, and you would get a mom or a sister or an aunt saying, "Here, take this," which would be, a cup or a glass of something. But on the other hand, if it were not dominoes, I can remember in the backyard of a friend playing cricket. You know, just a friendly, boisterous game. It wasn't necessarily the gentleman's game of cricket by this time, you know. But
right.
It was, the whole point is, it was fun.
Right.
And
where were you celebrating this? In Kingston or one of the other parishes?
Well, no, essentially in Kingston, not necessarily by this time Kingston. Because even though I had left the island for many years, I would always go back and visit my friends at Christmas time. Just to uphold this tradition and these traditions that we were used to, they die hard. You remember them, and even until this day, we tend to recreate as much as possible, because by this time, we're all spread out in different states. If you're in the United States, or if you're in Canada, you're in different locations.
Countries. I've actually got some information from people all over the world, which I'll share with everyone later on. So,
fine.
So Harman, let me ask you before we go to the next caller. How many of those traditions? Obviously, you're not playing cricket in Brooklyn. What are you doing as a Jamaican? What are you preserving? Certainly the black cake at for Christmas. Yes?
I defer to the ladies. I hear that in many quarters, the black cakes are ready for the taking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you expect to receive it, I take it.
Absolutely. You know, as I say, these traditions die hard.
They certainly
do. And that's on the one. And if you visit somebody from the old days, you know, from Jamaica days, you really expect to get a glass of sorrel. It may be hard to come by, but you still expect it. I think there are products out there even if you don't have someone to prepare it from scratch. I understand that there are canned sorrel drinks, as the case may be. But the point is that it fills the bill.
Right, you know. And let me tell you, there are wonderful Jamaicans and with great initiative who will make it for you if you can't make it for yourself. So
absolutely.
Not to worry.
Yes.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Leigh, and thank you for sharing your memories. I hope you'll continue to listen. I will.
I will listen.
See you a couple more.
And I apologize for the voice, and I would like to elaborate a little more, but I just thought I'd say hi.
Oh, I appreciate it, and it's good to hear from you. Your voice sounds pretty clear. I understand that you're not feeling, you know, informed, but I can understand you. So, listen, here's some tradition. You may want to use a little honey and lime.
All right.
Tonight, a spot of rum, and who knows, you may be brand new tomorrow morning.
Hey, that sounds very good. I'll take up your suggestion. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, feel better.
Talk to you later.
And you're well. Take care.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Leigh from Brooklyn. We are in the backyard labrishing, and we are labrishing about Christmas in Jamaica. So, we want to hear from you. Share your thoughts with us, please. The number to reach us is 718-766-4558. Here's something else that I remember from my childhood. Certainly, we had to have our black cake at Christmas, and making it was, as Leigh says, part of the women's job. And as growing up as a child, I wasn't interested in cooking, but baking definitely. So I would help with the making of the Christmas cake. The interesting thing is, because there was so much rum and wine and brandy in the cake, although I helped to make it as a child, I was only able to have a sliver at a time because my grandmother was afraid we would all get drunk. And we each of us children, because everybody would come back to the family home for the holidays, each of us children had a little glass. It was almost the size of a communion glass. And we, when it came time to toast Christmas, we were allowed to have just a little sip as if we were in the communion and a smidgen of cake because we didn't want to get drunk. Tell me if that tracks your memory or if you have a different memory. The number to reach us in the backyard lavers is 718-766-4558. My name is Beth. I'm your guest host for the evening. Margaret is away and we are talking Christmas in Jamaica. Let me share something else that Mr. Graham recalled as from his childhood. He says, and this is from an article entitled Remembering Christmas in Jamaica a Long, Long Time Ago. He goes on to say, on Christmas Day, of course, we children would have toys, tin whistles or fifes made from bamboo joints, jumping men manipulated by two long sticks and twine connecting their hands, shiny marbles, kites, and wooden spinning tops that we call the gigs. I don't know if you remember that. I certainly do. Sometimes we got wind-up racing cars, but most of our toys were handmade, crafted from available materials and local ingenuity. Then there were the firecrackers, and I can tell you stories about those. Squibs, thunderbolts, and cherry bombs with Chinese characters on the gaudy tissue paper wrapping. You could hear them all over the countryside. And if you were close enough, you could smell the gunpowder. We used to put them under tin cans and gasp as the cans went spinning high in the air. And that is George Graham in an article entitled, these are his recollections from his childhood, Remembering Christmas in Jamaica a Long, Long Time Ago. Now, I'm going to add to that, I do remember the marbles. I remember the gigs, even though they were boys' toys. But your cousins or your family friends or your neighbors would come and play with you. And so we'd watch, and sometimes we would prevail on the boys to let us have a go at it. Certainly we'd play Jack. As well. In the hills of Bethany, I remember not only the cool, cool temperatures, but also moonlight. I don't know if those of you in Kingston enjoyed the same, but we had bright moonlight at Christmas. We look forward to that, and we play outside without any other help. Actually, we didn't have electricity part of the time, and we didn't need any other lighting because we had bright moonlight. Those are some of my recollections of Christmas in Jamaica. Please share yours with me. The number to reach me is 718-766-4558. While we're waiting to hear from you, and if you'd like to share your thoughts with us, here's another question that was asked. It was put to a number of people, and the question is, not home for Christmas? And this is another article on the Internet. What do Jamaicans who are not home in Jamaica do to bring a little Jamaican to their Christmas holiday? We asked a few Jamaicans living abroad this question. Here are their responses. So in China, Dr. Nicolene Johnson says that living in China, where Christmas is not generally celebrated, what I miss most about a Jamaican Christmas is the Christmas spirit, the lively atmosphere that permeates our society throughout the season. In China, we try to briefly recreate this atmosphere by hosting dinner parties where our Caribbean and African friends prepare traditional meals, and we enjoy music from home. We would usually prepare jerk chicken, jerk pork, baked potato pudding, and other treats from Jamaica. I started playing Christmas carols from early November. Is that what you do? Do you here in the diaspora start your Christmas early? I understand that in Jamaica, the adults, the Christmas parties begin in November and do continue through January after the New Year's. Is that your recollection? And are you doing that here? Let us hear from you. 718-766-4558. If you are online and would like to speak to me, please raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keyboard, on your keypad, and I will bring you into the conversation. We're supposed to be lavishing, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, all you're doing is listening to me talking. And that is not exactly how lavish goes. As Miss Lou says, we have to talk across the fence. I talk to you, you talk to me. Has anyone found Miss Lou's Christmas poem? I'd love to hear it if you have come across it. One of the other recollections that she refers to in the poem where she says, let me go outside and see how far the picnic catch, I think is essentially how the poem goes. And now she's upset, and so the poem goes on, picnic wanted it from morning, and it's a lazy bunch. You mean a Christmas Eve already, and the house not tidy yet. That is something that all of us, I'm sure, remember. We had to spruce up the house, and that meant it had to be painted inside and out. You had to whitewash the stones around the garden. Do you remember that? Some people even whitewashed the roots of the trees that were closest to the house. So, are you doing anything closely resembling that here in wherever you are outside of Jamaica to celebrate your Christmas? Let me know. You're probably changing your drapes. Certainly you've put your Christmas tree up, right? Perhaps decorated your railing, your mantle, your deck, the trees out in the yard. Who knows? I don't. If you don't call me and tell me, I want to hear your memories of your Jamaican Christmas. And I'd love to hear what you're doing to continue those traditions. Okay. Here's what the question about what do Jamaicans who are not at home do from Ghana in South Africa. Someone says that she says it's Ruth Wade Kwakwa, and her Jamaican tradition at home, she says, let's see, if my mom is around, she'll do a pudding, and ham. Beyond that, not much. I do rice and peas every week, so that's not peculiar to Christmas. My hubby and kids aren't addicted to pudding, so after we have one slice, we'll sit with an entire tin for a year, going to waste. We can't get ackee, and we can't get gungo peas, so those are out. We can't get sorrel in South Africa, but do it when we are in Ghana. And that's how they try to hold on to the traditions. But she does say what she does miss most about Christmas in Jamaica is being around lots of family, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, siblings. We don't have family in South Africa, and we have a very small family in Ghana, and which is why we try our hardest to get my parents to come over from Jamaica for Christmas. So that is South Africa and Ghana. In Germany, here's what's going on. Jamaican Christmas traditions I do in Germany. Not that many, actually. That's what Kirk Henry's saying. He says, I seek out or bake my own Christmas food cake, which we also refer to as black cake, and I share it with friends. What I miss most is going around to all the various aunts, uncles, and family members for the grand Christmas spread everyone take turns on. And they just reference that. That is a tradition, apparently, and especially in, I don't think he did it so much in well, certainly not where I was in Manchester, because I guess we're sort of far away from each other. But that seems to be a tradition in Kingston and some of the cities, you know, the urban areas, where people go to each other's homes, and that's expected and understood. And, you know, you're not necessarily exchanging gifts. You're just going to taste each other's food. You go to them, and they'll come back to you at some point. And I guess that's why we need to start so early in November. Anyway, this is Backyard Lavish, and you can reach me at 718-766-4558. We are talking Christmas, Jamaican Christmas, and we think it's really appropriate 10 days before that we reminisce about how we celebrate, how we celebrated when we were at home Christmas in Jamaica, and how we continue to maintain and hold on to those traditions to the extent that we can. Are we passing them on to our children? Do we share those traditions with them? If not, why not? And if yes, tell me how you do it. And the number to reach me so we can talk, so we can leverage, is 718-766-4558. Let's see what they're doing in Dubai. Anit James in Dubai says that to make Dubai Christmas special, we try to cover the table with the same grub. Baked chicken, roast beef, rice and peas, fried plantains, and salad. I even made sorrel last year, which turned out quite nice. To top it off, we have to have the traditional Jamaican Christmas cake or pudding, whether we bake it or somebody sends it from Yard. And that is in Dubai. In Switzerland, Gillian Wiley says that they organize parties with other Jamaicans and they prepare Jamaican dishes. Example, curried chicken, rice and peas. And she says, we play Christmas carols almost every day leading up to Christmas Day. We decorate inside and out of our houses and apartments as well. The Association of Jamaicans, or Jamaican Association in Switzerland, has a caroling evening, and that's another tradition at which we reminisce while singing all the old international and Jamaican favorites. And on Christmas Day, we share Christmas dishes along with Christmas cake, pudding, washed down with, you guessed it, sorrel. So that's what's going on in Switzerland, to hold on to some of the Jamaican traditions. What are you doing, wherever you are, outside of Jamaica? Or even those of you in Jamaica, are you holding on to those traditions? I just asked somebody this evening to make a Christmas cake for me, because although I may not have it, it should be here so that when friends come to visit, they will be able to have that cake, or Christmas cake, and of course, some wine, port wine, or sherry, and definitely sorrel. So that's what's going on here in my home in Georgia. What are you doing? We want to hear from you. The number again is 718-766-4558. Okay, here is the other thing that I think is a tradition, certainly for me as a child, as I recall, in Jamaica, was going to church and singing those Christmas carols that someone referenced earlier. So despite the fact that we were visiting friends and family, we also hold on to the other tradition of going to church. You have to make it to church. And once church is over, then on Christmas Day, even, it's a big feast. The breakfast is always special. And I'd love to hear what you're serving, what you're thinking of serving for breakfast this Christmas. Usually that's when you do the things that you're not accustomed to doing all the time, that you don't have the time to do, as in the ackee and the saltfish, and the green bananas, the fried plantains, breadfruit. Could you think of anything else? Hard-o bread, of course, we have to have that. If you want to talk to me, raise your hand, and just hit one on your dial, and I will know that you want to tell me what you are thinking of this evening, what you are remembering about Christmas, and share it with the other listeners. For our internet listeners, we want to welcome you, and you may also submit your information by way of an email, and we will read that on the air as well. There is another tradition. I remember hearing about it. I don't remember seeing it, but here is another article that's written by a Jamaican about the season. His name is Devin Harris. And he started off by saying that a few days ago, I was sitting with my son, who asked me if I were excited about Christmas. And the little fellow's inquiring mind has an insatiable curiosity, he says. Whenever I hear, "Daddy, can I ask you a question?" I know that, like a skilled trial attorney, there will be 4 or 5 follow-up questions. Anyway, I digress. I paused before I answered, and I was surprised at the fact that I no longer approached Christmas with the same enthusiasm that I did when I was his age. 30 years ago, I delighted in listening to the jingles on the radio, counting down the days to Christmas, not only because my birthday falls on Christmas Day, but also because of the joy and excitement that the season brings. This year, as I charge full speed ahead towards my 44th birthday, I am left wondering what happened to all that youthful exuberance. The cool Christmas breeze blowing across the Caribbean from North America and the beautiful red blooming poinsettias were the first signs that Christmas was upon us. Easily the most festive time of the year. It was a time of togetherness, of family and community, and was filled with non-stop celebrations, fairs, festivals, and parties. For us kids, the celebration started in school with a talent show just before the Christmas break in mid-December and ended in January when we returned and had a chance to swap stories and all the things we ate and did. In between, it was a time for cleaning. Here we go. Tree trunks, sidewalk edges, and lampposts were all whitewashed with temper lime to give the place an extra lift. You could argue that it was our version of spring cleaning, but with much more excitement. Is that what you remember from your childhood? Devon Harris goes on to say, we never forgot the real reason for celebrating Christmas, and so, in between all the partying and reveling, there was always time to attend church services and sing Christmas carols. We sang traditional songs, although we had no concept of a white Christmas or a chimney for Santa to make his grand entrance on Christmas Eve. Not surprising, we also had the reggae and calypso versions of many of the carols, adding a little Caribbean swagger and rhythm to them. Back then, the only explosions we heard were firecrackers, followed by raucous laughter and joyous shouts of Christmas, or peddlers shouting, chants, while surrounded by children trying to win the biggest balloons they had on display. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Backyard Labrish, and you have been listening to the recollections of Mr. Devon Harris, and as he's recounting to his son, who had asked him about Christmas, he is recalling his childhood Christmas in Jamaica. That's what we're talking about this evening. We're swapping memories, sharing our memories, and I'd love to hear yours. And the number to reach us to share those memories is 718-766-4558. In the meantime, I guess you'll just be listening to me because I'm telling you, I'm until you decide to talk to me. I know you're listening. I see that you are. But until you decide to share your memories with me, I will continue to share other Jamaicans' memories, Jamaicans who are away from home, who are all over the world. We have heard from people from South Africa. We've heard from Switzerland, from Dubai. I don't think I told you this. Someone from Morocco. There are people, Jamaicans, we are everywhere, as you all know. And we are continuing our traditions. Just like we here in North America are continuing our traditions. People all over Jamaicans, wherever they have gone, even if they're just there's only one or just a few, they get together and continue these traditions. And the traditions include making sure that we have our black cake in the pantry. We have sorrel. We have some wine. Definitely rum for the men. Dinner is going to be big. It's going to be ostentatious. And forget about the gifts. I mean, those we give to the kids. But as adults, we are cooking the big meals. And it's rice and peas or celebration meals. So rice and peas, curried goat. You have roast beef. Some people definitely have ham on their table. And for breakfast, of course, again, that's a big deal. The mackerel comes out with the rundown and the ackee and the saltfish and the green bananas and, if you can think of anything else, fried dumpling. Now, we have festival. I'm sure that comes into play as well. But if you can think of anything else, call me and let me know. In the meantime, let's hear something else that some people talk about is Jonkanu. And I don't know if you used to see it as part of your and celebrate with them as part of your tradition. One of the articles that I found about Christmas recollections is that they would dance with the Jonkanu. They would come, you know, through the neighborhood, and the kids would run out and join them and would dance with them right into the early morning. But let me just continue to read what Devon has written, and then perhaps I'll share one last story before we end, unless, you know, somebody else wants to talk to us. I'll share a few more recollections and memories. before we go on, before we go off air. Here is what Devon continues to say. We never forgot the real, oh, I'm sorry. The Junkanoo, pronounced Junkanoo, dancers were always a big hit. Junkanoo came from our African heritage, and these costumed masqueraders dance along the streets at fairs to the rhythm of flutes and drums. And, of course, they were in the usual costumes included the horse head, the horned cow head, policeman, Pitchy-Patchy, and the wild Indian. Not sure what Pitchy-Patchy is. The scariest for us kids was the devil, and by far the most popular was the belly woman. Just imagine a near-term, pregnant, gyrating masquerader dancing and prancing up and down the street, and you'll understand why this costume figure was so popular with us. Christmas is when the full array of Jamaican cuisine kicks into high gear. Ah, here's something else I'd forgotten. Homemade eggnog. Still one of my favorites, he says. Sorrel, a drink made from dried seed pods and the red sorrel flower, cinnamon, cloves, sugar, orange peel, and laced with white rum. All of this was in abundance. Black cake, packed with raisins, currants, prunes, and cherries, soaked in rum for several weeks. I'd say several months. Anyway, and sometimes, he goes on to say, even from the Christmas before, was never in short supply. Mouth-watering rice and peas, chicken, ham, curried goat, and oxtail, all delighted our palate. And that's Mr. Devon Harris's recollection of Christmas as a child, as he shared with his son. Here are what some other Jamaicans from all over the U.S. are saying. In Kansas, when asked this most about Christmas, in Kansas, the response is, me miss the chocolate tea with I'll pan the top. Have an Irie Christmas. That is from Overland Park in Kansas. From New York, what I miss the most is the fact that Christmas starts from November and end in January. Why? As far back as I can remember, I don't cook from November to January. People always invite me to them yard from November, and we miss the lovely gatherings around them times day. In spite of the violence of yard, Christmas a time when you and everybody are friends. Activities are done on the outdoors, unlike here where I have to be indoors. Sure. Merry Christmas from a Jamaican in New York. And from Georgia, here in Georgia, here's what the person misses. I miss Grand Market Night, the great parties, seeing everyone home for Christmas. We used to get the best Xmas ham with rice and peas and roast chicken. Man, I'm licking my chops thinking of it. Happy holidays to all jam downers all over the world. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is Backyard Labrish. I have been sharing recollections of all the Jamaicans, memories of their Christmas, what they miss being away from Jamaica, about the Jamaican Christmas. And I see you have preferred to listen to these recollections instead of sharing your own. I was hoping we would be able to leverage that and forth. Here's a story that I will tell you. This is my last story about my childhood. Somebody referred to the firelights and the giants and that we used to have. I don't know if you, and the firecrackers. And I remember one Christmas that a giant exploded in my hand because I wasn't paying attention. I was holding the giant in my hand with the same hand that was holding the match that was supposed to light the other one that I was going to throw away. and didn't realize that the match had burnt down to the wick of the giant that was in my left hand, and of course it exploded. I was certain that I had lost all my fingers. But did it stop me from using firecrackers and giants the next Christmas? No, it didn't, and I didn't lose my fingers. But those are some of my fond memories of Christmas in Jamaica. Here's what somebody says about from Canada, from Ontario. Here's what they miss. I miss the simple pleasures of preparing for Christmas, cleaning the house, changing the bedspreads and curtains, scrubbing and whitewashing the walls. I miss making the decorations from book leaves, crayons, and flower glue. I miss the greeting cards hanging across the front room, and then family and friends sitting in Maypen Square to watch the giant Christmas tree twinkle all night. Yes, it was such a long time ago. Merry Christmas, Jamaicans. And in Florida, I miss the shopping and the large family dinner. Merry Christmas, my sweet Jamaica. And finally, from Tennessee, I miss the social gatherings, which is the fun part. People do work, but they find the time to go out and eat and have fun with friends. Merry Christmas, Jamaicans, wherever you are. Well, that brings us to the end of our program. You have been listening. I have been talking about Christmas. I hope you have enjoyed some of the memories of the other people whose memories I have read to you. And you can go online and hear what you have missed this evening. I am still looking for Miss Lou's poem, so if you come across it, I think it's in her book called Jamaican Labrish. And it is Christmas Eve, and if you want to share it with us next week, we'd love to hear it and hear from you. So until then, this is Beth Powell Jackson. I'm saying goodbye for this evening, and thank you for listening. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Take care, everyone, and happy holidays.